In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Thousands of pilgrims withstood the searing summer heat of St. Peter's Square this Wednesday to listen to Pope Benedict's weekly catechesis. The Holy Father spoke to the crowds from the shade of a raised canopy on the steps of the Basilica, this week dwelling on the figure of the Apostle James the Less.
We now turn to the Apostle James the Less. In the Gospels, James is called the son of Alphaeus. He is often identified with another James, known as James the Younger, or James the Brother of the Lord. The Gospels themselves do not relate anything about either James during our Lord's earthly ministry. The Acts of the Apostles, however, present James, whom St. Paul names with Peter as a column of the church in Jerusalem. At the Council of Jerusalem, it was James who proposed that the Gentiles converted to Christ not be forced to follow all the precepts of the Mosaic law. Together with Peter, he thus enabled Gentile Christians to maintain their identity while respecting the perennially valid relationship between Christianity and its Jewish origins. James also gave his name to the New Testament letter of James, which continues to speak us to today, stressing the need for a living faith expressed in good works and serene abandonment to the will of God.
As is tradition at the end of his catechesis, before imparting his blessing, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims.
I am pleased to greet the English-speaking pilgrims present in this audience, particularly those from the Philippines and the United States of America. On this eve of the solemnity of St. Peter and Paul, I pray that all of you may be filled with the same zeal for Christ that inspires the two holy apostles. May God bless you during your stay in Eternal City.
In Italian, the Pope joked with hundreds of young people who had made use of the first days of their freedom from study to visit him.
Il mio pensiero va poi come di consueto ai giovani.
Summer, he told them, is already upon us, and with it, summer vacation. Use these days of relaxation wisely. It is your opportunity to dedicate your time to your family, your parish, and your community.
La vicinanza dei vostri familiari. Il Signore vi benedica.
Reporting on the Holy Father's weekly general audience, I'm Emer McCarthy.